Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 320, as this week we bring you the conclusion of NWA Halloween Havoc 1989. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil. Happy All Saints Day. Normally, I'm joined on this program by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, Jim Valley. As you know, Jim is recovering from a non-COVID autoimmune system issue that has taken him out of action for several weeks. He is out of the ICU. He is walking and sort of talking now, in case you have missed it on social media. And hopefully he will continue recovering, and we will get him back with us at some point. We did have a guest host scheduled for this week, but then I had a power outage Thursday night here after some storm or something that came through. So we will try to have another guest host next week. In the meantime, let's welcome back to the program our sponsor and longtime guest host, Mr. Ken Banks of Ken and Tex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine, a former independent wrestler and a fine, well-beloved member of the Way Back Playback community. Ken, are you ready to visit the first Thunderdome?
Are you kidding me? I'm looking forward to this, Pat. I can't even quantify how excited I am for this
okay.
today.
Well, that sounds good. That's very yep. promising. Let's see. Okay, Patreon, starting a new month here today. Patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. We're going to try to dump a bunch of stuff on there. That means, Ken, that we're going to have to make a bunch of stuff probably in the next few days, but we'll worry about that after we finish recording. And according to Apple Podcasts, we did very well this week in the great nation of Canada, so thank you, John Paz, for that, as he filled in last week. So we're back, and it's Saturday, October 28th, 1989, and all the reviews for Halloween Havoc 89. Well, let's see what we have here. I have Dave Meltzer's review. And it leads off with this sentence, which I think is really what the people need to know. Halloween Havoc came off as just another night of wrestling. In that case, first of all, I'd feel pretty good about 1989 if that's just another night of wrestling. But
as would I.
Yep.
1989 was aces for the NWA, WCW.
It really was. That championship season. When Bill Watts took over, he did a recap show on WCW main event, but he decided not to make it a recap of what he was taking over. He did an hour show recapping 1989 because he thought that was the best year to show people.
Don't blame him.
Nope, I can't disagree with him on that one. Okay, so yeah, his favorite match was the main event, which gets 4 stars. Well, I'm sure we'll go over why it got 4 stars here in a bit. And his least favorite match, would you like to take a stab at that, Ken?
Oh, God, what have we seen so far?
Once you've seen it, you're not going to forget it.
I'm sure I'm not. It wasn't the... was it Road Warriors and Skyscrapers?
No, that's coming up in a moment, but no. It was Tommy Rich against the Cuban Assassin.
Okay.
That got a dud. Harsh
critic. I believe I blocked that one from my memory.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Yeah. All right, yeah, let's see. I'm a little bit behind this week because of all the chaos going on in my life, and... I am waiting for the issue of the Torch with the Torch reviews to finish downloading. It's one of those old Torch issues that's in a PDF format, and typed, and so hopefully we'll get the reviews up at some point in the program, and we'll go back to that. But that's the way it was, October 28th, 1989. As many of you know, our Way Back Playback patron is up at patreon.com/waybackplayback. And since we have Frank Pettiani here with us, I thought I'd explain to Frank how our Patreon works, since he's going in with no prior knowledge. And if I can make that simple for him, then obviously the rest of you will figure it out. Right, Frank?
Absolutely. And anytime you can make something as simple as you can for me, I am all in for it. So I appreciate that, Pat.
Okay, no problem. Here's how it works. We have the podcast. The podcast is available for free. However, some of our listeners like things like being able to get the episode early. With Jim out, it's mostly been like 24 hours early. But, you get the episode early. You get the episodes ad-free. No commercials added onto them like you get on the free version. And, some people want every episode of the show, including the episodes that are that were locked behind the paywall at pwtorch.com. We made a deal to bring them out from the paywall. But deals like that cost money. So if you want all 318, actually after tonight, 319 episodes of Wayback Playback, and you want it ad free, and you want it, maybe want to listen to it a little early, for just $4.50 a month, you can subscribe. Patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. All very simple. That's now ever if you'd like to support us some more and get some of the stuff that we add to it every week, like bonus shows that Jim and I have done in the past at other places, for example, or bonus episodes that I've been cooking up with Ken Banks, and the occasional bonus match we throw in for free. That is on the Black Scorpion tier. That will cost you $10 a month. You still get everything that was promised to you from the $4.50 a month. You just get stuff added on to it. And there's another tier if you'd like to advertise on the show. Please go ahead and do that. Reasonable rates are available as a matter of fact, for as little as $150 a month, we will let you advertise on the show. It's quite a deal. So that's pretty much it, Frank. Do you have any questions?
Absolutely not, Pat. Really looking forward to doing this with you, and excited to be going back in time and digging into a little WCW. Haven't done it in a while, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, so that's the commercial. Patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. Sign up today. You'll thank us later. Okay, we're going to return to the show, Ken, and we're at 1 hour, 53 minutes, and 39 seconds, and I have a wide shot of the ring. And this is literally exactly where we left off last week.
Yep, I am good to go.
And we have two big matches that the world is waiting to see, and after that's over with, we'll pick stuff for next week, which I can tell we're all excited about. Oh, people calling during the podcast, love that. We'll deal with that later. Okay, so everybody... We're going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. All right, coming down the aisle, the Skyscrapers with Mr. Theodore R. Long, Esquire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Teddy Long suddenly went from joke manager to serious manager.
Oh.
When he took over the, I forget what movie soundtrack that they were playing for the Skyscrapers entrance. But, Dan Spivey and Sid Vicious, they're from Metropolis. And he's got the key to the city, I guess, of Metropolis.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know I don't know if it's because either of them bore a resemblance to the villain from Superman IV, The Quest for Peace, but I couldn't tell you.
One of the finest movies ever made, I believe.
Yes, I'm sure we'll review that one day on Wayback Playback when we get a slow week.
I certainly hope that we do.
Crazy week going on here. Yeah. As usual. Yeah, Teddy playing to the crowd. Yeah, but I mean, people were excited about seeing Sid and Danny, who had torn up the undercard of the babyface side against the Road Warriors in a big match for the first time. And they've been doing this on house shows, but a lot of people, this will be the first time they see it.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Here we come.
I mean, I got to say, as a tag team, these two together really do look like $1 million.
They did. They always did. The look was never absolutely the problem with the Skyscrapers.
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, and yep, the look, and they're and speaking of look, here they are. I don't know if they're playing Iron Man by Black Sabbath or which knockoff of it there is, but here they come. Yep. Yes, Bob Cottle's calling this the present versus the future. Even though the Road Warriors would wrestle together for longer than the Skyscrapers would. Let's just leave it at that.
That's no big surprise.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, two really tall guys. And you know, yeah, not just tall guys, but powerful tall guys. And
you know, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't find too many guys that the Road Warriors look up at. Huh. Okay.
Dan Spivey. What could have been.
I know.
Could have been a guy.
I know. Let's see. Actually, I was trying to think of the best Dan Spivey match I've ever seen and the best match that Sid has ever been in. And they both happened on the same show. And they both end up happening on the same show, which would be Wrestle War 91. So, all right. Let's see. Can the ring hold these four men and their leather pants? I don't know.
Can the ring hold the massive ego of Sid Vicious?
Well, yep.
That's there a much we are, yep. That's a much bigger
We have
question.
All six in the ring. Nick Patrick is sending them out. Somebody has a Road Warrior Halloween mask. Well, that's that's quite impressive, Ken. I don't know where that was manufactured, but I'm sure it was done with the highest quality.
That's really all anybody needs, is it not?
All right, so Road Warrior, Animal, and Dan Spivey locking up. And, yep, here we go. All right, so while we're doing that, we'll do while they go through their paces, we'll sort of do our talk about Ken and Tex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine, because I have an important question for Mr. Ken Banks. As Ken doesn't know this, but our wonderful kitty cat Sassafras is down with a cold. Is what we hope is a cold. Lots of sneezes. Her purr sounds sort of off.
Sure.
Well, we've got her. We've given her meds, and we've got her holed up in a nice warm space. What other recommendations do you have for a kitty cat who has a cold, Ken?
I mean, it sounds to me like you're doing everything the right way. Is she the only cat in your house?
No, we have a bigger cat.
Oh, okay.
Sassafras is the youngest cat in the house.
I see. Understand.
Yep. She's 6 years old. Does that help?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Understand that I am definitely not a vet.
Yes, I know.
But from the sounds of things, it sounds like maybe she has a simple upper respiratory infection.
Well, we're worried about that too.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, Dan Spivey leaves his feet and the crowd goes insane. That's I think pretty much. Yeah. A lot of
what's the things. What's the timestamp you have right now, Pat?
Okay, hold on. I know Ken was having. It's 1:58:42. 43, 44, yeah. All right, and now the tag has been made to Sid. Okay, and Sid and Hawk are in there, and Sid gets advantage, yes. And the fans are just, oh, wow, that was awful. yeah, Sid went for a clothesline on Hawk, and even though Hawk's shorter than Sid, he threw it up over his head so he'd miss it.
And he sure did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Okay, well, back in the corner. All right, Hawk's giving directions to Sid, so. Yep.
Yeah, it certainly was. Air Sid.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. The speed. Oh, and here we go. Tag the Animal. All right, and now it's Animal toe-to-toe with Sid. Okay. Oh, Dangerous Dan.
Oh, dangerous.
Now Sid.
My goodness, what is happening between these two teams?
What?
Is there just total lack of communication? Or
a lot of physicality here. Oh, there we go. Yes, I still am of the impression that Sid has forgotten that the Road Warriors are shorter than he is. I don't know how that's possible, but yeah.
Goodness. So yeah, anyway, it sounds to me like you're doing the right things. Upper respiratory infections are usually pretty easy.
Oh, and down goes Sid. Oh, you hate to see it. Well, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does anybody hate to see that?
Okay. So here's the story. 3 weeks after this show happens, the Skyscrapers are taking on the Steiners at Clash of Champions 9, which is a show we haven't done, by the way. And Sid suffers a punctured lung during it. Sid breaks his rib, and the rib punctures his lung. And Sid is out for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
And that took the Skyscrapers out of Starrcade, which they were scheduled to be in. But that's okay. They decided that they found a guy. They found another tall guy from Memphis, from the CWA, and they brought him in to be Dan Spivey's new tag team partner. And that guy, of course, was Mark Calloway, a.k.a. Mean Mark Callis.
That was going to be my guess. I'm very proud of myself that I was able to think of that.
All right. However, they were setting up for the big finale, the street fight match at WrestleWar 90, which which we've done, and I don't even think you have to be on Patreon for that one. I think we did it recently enough. You can check it in our files. And, of course, Dan Spivey quit a couple days before before Wrestle War 90. So, yeah, that happened.
What were the circumstances around him quitting? Was that a pay issue? Or
I don't know, and I'm looking for that.
Is that around the same time where he relaunched his career as, what was it, Robert De Niro's character? That's it. Yeah.
Okay, well, he came back. Spivey came back. Let's see. Oh, geez. Yeah, Spivey. Okay. He came back by the end of 1990. They wrestled together at Starrcade 90. And then Dan Spivey started his singles career, which was really all too brief. And after that, went back to All Japan and teamed with Stan Hansen, which if you're in All Japan in 1991, that's who you want to team with.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to be on the opposite side of the ring from him.
And if you go on YouTube and pull Hansen and Spivey versus Terry Gordy and Steve Dr. Death Williams. They had a bunch of matches against each other. You'll love them.
I have no doubt.
All right. So Road Warrior Animal working over Dan Spivey. Ken's going to tell us more about his services here as Hawk goes to work on the arm.
So, yeah, absolutely. Ken and Tex Peck here of Bangor, Maine. KenAndTek. You can find us at kenandtech.com. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You will not find me on Twitter in That's any okay. real sense because I prize my mental health, Pat.
I see.
I've had a terrific year business-wise in spite of, you know, this year just kind of being resembling a crime scene in many ways. Yeah, absolutely. But I've had a good year. My schedule continues to be loaded. I continue doing all the dog walking that I'm used to. Overnight pet sitting, check-ins for cats, you name it, I do it all. KenandTexPetCare.com.
All right. You saw the helicopter slam. You saw Danny Spivey taking over. And Spivey almost gets the fall on Road Warrior Hawk. But, yeah, the era of the skyscrapers lasts another 2 or 3 weeks after this.
That's heartbreaking to me, Pat.
Yes. And they, yeah. And Spivey retired in 1995. Mm. So we're in the heyday of Danny Spivey.
This is his prime. This is his peak.
Oh yeah. I mean, some people liked him when he was in WWF teaming with Mike Rotunda, but yeah, I'd say we're getting to peak Spivey between this Absolutely. And his All Japan run here in 91. Yeah. Yep. Sid always looked like a million bucks.
Absolutely.
Oh, he missed that spot though, whatever that was supposed to be.
It's just everything else that goes with Sid was a problem.
Yes.
Give me one more timestamp, if you don't mind, Pat.
I know you're struggling over there. It is 204, 48, 49, 50. Ken's been a good sport. Yeah, we have internet. Every so often, one of us has internet issues, and fortunately, we're so seamless, and I include Jim in this, so seamless that you'd never notice it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody noticed that I was having some issues. I've actually switched devices to my nice new, I have a nice new 5G phone that I bought while I was on vacation recently. So I'm watching it on
5G.
This.
Well,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Last week was me having trouble with internet issues. The program survived and persevered. Because the important thing is that you people don't have internet issues while you're watching this.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
I got to say, this is a little bit harder to navigate on my phone than it was on my laptop, but I'm almost there. Yeah, we'll get there.
Sounds like you're doing good.
That's right.
Okay.
And I got to say, after purchasing a 5G phone, the implant that they give you directly in the forehead skin... Oh. They actually have a hologram of Bill Gates himself that comes out from the back room. Anyway, the implant surprisingly does not itch. So.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yep.
I'm very happy for you, Ken. All right.
What a pathetic attempt at humor. Give me one more timestamp, and I bet I'll be right there.
I'm hoping so. All right. Oh, they've got Hawk. They're not letting him tag. It is 206-27, 206-28, 206-29. Front face lock.
All right. I think I am 1 second ahead of you.
Okay.
But we are going to make this work.
Yes. Teddy Long, nice outfit, Teddy.
Teddy Long looks fly as a something I'm not going to say out loud.
Okay.
Sid look, well, there were some rap lyrics that came to mind that I'm going to leave alone. Sid looks incredibly sweaty and blown up.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah,
there comes Animal.
Oops. Oh, the ref didn't see it.
Referee Nick Patrick. Actually, I was going to say a little slow in trying to break these teams up.
Yeah, just a touch.
Everybody seems, everything, I mean, the fans are into this, but everything just seems a little bit off.
That's right.
Oh, there we go.
Or a whole lot off. Big clothesline from Hawk.
Big clothesline, Rod Wire Hawk. And I mean, you know, this is all personality based. They're not, it's not like there's a lot of hot moves going on. There comes Animal. Not. And Spivey's like, oh, there we go.
Oh!
Nice. When Animal hit the drop.
That.
Yep. Oh, there's
Sid. Sid looks like a monster.
Oh, yeah. Always did. People, I mean, that's why people, that's one of the reasons why people were dying to see this.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here we go. And I don't know what they've got planned. Neither do they. Oh, power slam. That should be it. Oh, what is this? The key. Long whacked Ellering with the key. Oh, and Dan Spivey uses the key on. You're going to need a bigger key if we're going to be doing that. That's all I got to say. So
this match was an absolute
Road Warriors by disqualification. And Jim Ross saying that, I believe he said, did he say that key is heavy metal? Anyway. Oh. It's like it's like hitting him with brass knucks. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, that works for me.
Yeah. And he's
I thought WCW only had room for one heavy metal, that being Van Hammer.
No, this is pre Van Hammer. All right, clothesline off the top rope by Hawk, and they're fighting over the key.
Mm.
Like, come on, Hawk's like, come on, I get it. Yeah, Ellering is recovering. There we go.
Hey. Yeah.
The Road Warriors are winners by disqualification. This feud must continue.
It's nice to see Nick Patrick in there with some tag teams that he's not taller than.
Yeah, that is a nice, that is a good choice. Yeah. All right, there he is. Nick, Animal and Hawk. Big win at Halloween Havoc.
Okay. Crowd seems pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Bob Cottle says the war is just, you know, war's not over yet. Okay. And here's the highlight of the match, which I'm going to say is, I'm saying they chose well. If you're going to choose the highlight of the match.
Although the slow motion close-up of Danny Spivey so obviously throwing that key looked pretty absurd.
I'm just going to assume he was intending to throw the key and threw it badly. All right, main event time, kids.
Mm.
Okay, so there's the two teams against each other, and each team has a corner man, and you have to make the corner man throw in the towel for your team to win. Yeah. Ole Anderson says there's no way he's throwing in the towel.
I can't see any way that this might go south. I mean, it worked perfectly for Apollo Creed.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Ole Anderson is being brought back in as Ric Flair's friend and advisor for one reason. They know that they're getting Arn and Tully back. Or at least that's what they think.
Right. But something happened there.
Something does happen.
Yeah.
WWF announces that Tully Blanchard has failed a cocaine test, and Jim Herd says, well, we're not going to hire anybody who failed a cocaine test.
There's nobody currently in WCW.
There's no room in professional wrestling in 1989 for a wrestler who's using cocaine.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
Yep. And they decided that this is worth the... And they decided to cut the offer to Arn Anderson because he's less valuable without Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling promotions haven't changed all that much.
No, they have not. I got to say, this might be my all-time favorite face paint for Sting.
It's good.
That is a really good look.
It's time for the Thunderdome. Ready for the Thunderdome?
Never been more ready.
Okay. Oh, and of course, your special guest referee. Yes, it's chosen by the National Wrestling Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Here he comes. David San Martino. Bruno San Martino. Not David San Martino. There he is. I mean, he's taking this seriously. He's not even wearing his toupee.
That's that's a low blow, Pat.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Some of us are sensitive about
hair. Oh, that's right. Yeah. What, I'm sure your head of hair is looking much better.
It's getting there.
I'm going to stick with my motto of thin and hair don't care.
There you go. I mean, everything about everything that Bruno Sammartino did, he took seriously, and he gave some gravitas to.
No, 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 dun, 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 dun. There he is, the great Muta, your television champion. And who's the bodyguard here? Is that Kendo Nagasaki?
You are asking the wrong man.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be Kendo Nagasaki or the Dragon Master. Well, not that it matters who it is, but, you know. I'm pretty sure it's not Secret Service Jack Victory. That's all I know.
Likely not.
Yep.
This brings back so much good nostalgia right
yes,
now.
It does.
Just WCW at this time. I know I've said it already, but it was so good.
Yep. I mean, it was messed up in terms of, you know, the management of it, but yeah, the wrestling was good.
But the wrestling was just outstanding. Yeah. And Muta blew my mind when I
Muta was yeah. People 19th. Loved him. I know Muta was a heel, but people loved him.
Sure did.
And there he is, Terry Funk. Terry Funk, although you can't hear it, had probably the greatest entrance music of his career at this point. It was the Man with a Harmonica song from Once Upon a Time in the West.
Hmm.
And they are really butch. And what I don't know what they dubbed over it, but not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
How old was Terry Funk in 1989?
Oh, I'm guessing he was, what, 38? No, I'm kidding. I kid. He's in his 40s. I believe
he is in outstanding.
And you know condition. anybody in their 40s is too young, is too old to wrestle in the main events in professional wrestling. I mean, you obviously know that.
That's what I've heard.
Well, 1989, that's what people thought.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Terry Funk is at this point 45 years old.
Oh my God, he looks terrific.
Yes, he does. That's why they let him in.
Yeah.
And here we go. Now, Sting's music they have. They have the rights to.
Ah.
This is Sting. I like it. Just different enough.
That. I'll do that for everybody.
Yeah. And my internet's cutting out, but keep going, Ken.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep you up to speed.
Yeah, okay.
Sting... I mean, I know that his look right here is very kind of 80s, early 90s, so maybe it doesn't age the best.
Okay.
But he looks like an absolute superstar here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mean, they knew what they were doing. The plan is to go with Sting. Make 1990 is going to be Sting's year.
Yep.
It kind of was, but anyway. Yes. Who didn't love
they eventually team? Put the title on him, and it led to an amazing streak of hot business.
Well, they put the title on him.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Yep. Sting at this point is 30 years old.
Oh, wow. Just a baby.
I know. Okay. Something went wrong. So, WWE Network has let me know that something went wrong, so keep going, Ken.
Yeah, they kept
they're good like that.
Screen too. Yeah.
All right.
I love the being a Packers fan, I love the green and yellow colors that Flair is getting for his entrance.
Okay, timestamp.
2:16:30 and I hit pause. 2:16:40
Don't hit 41. Okay, 40. I got all it. Right. There's Flair. Yes, Jim Ross is pointing out that Flair must be taking this seriously because he hasn't brought a gaggle of beautiful women with him to the ring. Mm. Yeah, that's a point. Okay. All right, so here we go. We got Sting and Flair. Gary Hart has the tell for JTEX. That's the... Yep. And Ole Anderson has the tell for his team.
Yeah. Yay. That's right.
Da-da-na-na.
The world's heavyweight champion. Right. Now, Pat, I've got the volume turned down. Are they using his, the theme from 2001? Or
they are using the theme from 2001.
Okay.
And not like the WWE mod of the theme from 2001.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The biggest cage ever erected is going to be fitted around the ring. That was an actual phrase that Jim Ross just used.
Of course it was.
Oh, no disqualifications. No time limits. The match continues until Gary Hart or Ole Anderson throws in the towel.
Mm.
Yeah. And they're not cornermen. They are terminators. The terminator on your side has to throw in the towel for you to lose.
The terminator.
Okay. So this is stupid. All right. And
so I guess you could say that Ole Anderson is a Terminator, and that would make Gary Hart a Terminator 2?
Yes, I think that's right.
Sorry, folks.
Thank you. Well, these are the jokes, people.
Yeah. Right. Look, you don't have Jim Valley, okay?
I know, and we both wish you were here.
Absolutely.
Bruno's set. He's got his good shoes on.
I walk dogs for a living, folks. Okay? I love Muda's hair.
It's weird that you have to get everybody in the ring and then drop the cage. Yeah. And the cage is electrified, Jim Ross is telling me.
Of course it is.
Well, Jim decides to stick with, I've never seen a cage like this. Which I'll give him that one. No, he hadn't.
That's why he's the greatest of all time.
Yep.
All kidding aside, like what a collection of talent in ring right there.
That's one of those things you'd never, it's one of those things you'd never think of.
Right.
There they are.
Yeah. Flair, Funk, Bruno. I mean, to a lesser extent, Sting and Muda, but still, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, look, it looks electric. The only thing missing is an electric chair. That would set it off.
I hope they do that sometime.
Yeah, they need to do that. Oh, there we go. You got little sparks. You got little tiny fireworks going off there. All right.
Right.
Oh, that's the Ross explained. Jim Ross explained the music is the thunder of the Thunderdome because they got like random thunder effects in there.
Dear God. Okay.
Okay. So, are you impressed yet? Are you not entertained?
I am absolutely blown away.
All right. Oh, we got it. Yes. Okay. So the top of the cage is electrified. So of course the first thing you want to do is go up there and touch it and make sure it's electrified. Yep. Right. Now, let's see. Clash of Champions 8, they said that Funk was unable to make the show. Dick Slater went in to replace him, and Funk attacks Flair after the match and tries to choke him out with a plastic bag. Puts a plastic bag over his head and tries to choke him. which, by the way, never do that, kids. Oh, yeah, putting out the fire. There we go. Yes, that's right. Some of this straw stuff caught fire. And the fans love it.
Oh, dear God.
Yes. WCW, perfectly safe.
If only there were a wrestler that could, oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Muda puts out the fire with the green mist. Outstanding.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he wasted a perfectly good batch of green mist, but I like it. Well, I like it.
Good too.
Nice touch. All right, here we go. We're gonna have a match here at some point soon. I like we have spooky stuff hanging from the cage, like cobwebs, and I don't know.
Dear.
And we're underway. Here we go. Flair and Funk, Funk and Flair. Oh, boom. All right. Now, remember, there's no rules in this match. So why are they standing around the corner waiting for tags? I don't know.
That's a wonderful question, is it not?
It's because it's the, well, because it's WCW, people. And even though it's not officially WCW yet, it's still WCW. All right, and throwing Funk into Sting, a nice touch. There comes Muda.
Bruno Sammartino and Great Muda.
Yep.
Side by side.
You didn't know you wanted to see it, but you did.
But you totally did.
Yep. Here we go. Here we go. It's Flair and Funk. Oh, there's also chains for some reason hanging around. He'd hang some chains there. And some thorny branches. And, you know, just random stuff. Just, you know.
That all sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
Body slam by Funk. Yeah, tremendous shape for any, pretty much for any age.
Absolutely.
And there he goes again. Ric Flair. And another body slam. There you go. Just dump him out. I like it. Just dump him outside the ring. Just sort of drop him over there somewhere.
Nice. That makes sense, doesn't it?
But I also like the attempt of doing like the WWF cage, you know, where it's not any mesh. It's just like bars, so you can get the cameras, so the cameras can get a better shot.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
That big blue monstrosity that the WWF always had.
Mm-hmm. And here it is, hot tag to Sting.
Sort of. Yeah, hot in
tag to Sting.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Here we go. Sting and Terry Funk. And where are we going to drop him? Let's drop him there.
Oh.
I'll stick his head through it. Good idea.
And Terry the back Funk rake. Is so awesome.
And the back. Fair play is everything. Oh, and Funk's going after
Ole.
Because why not? Here we go. Yep. Yes. Hey, they're going to have a post-game show on the Wrestling Hotline.
Oh, God, I don't want to miss that.
Chris Cruz is going to be on it. Oh, I'm doing a podcast, Mary. Hi, Mary. Sensational Mary, as Jim calls her, has entered the building.
Hi, Mary.
You want to watch wrestling with Daddy? I'm pretty sure Mommy will freak out if you do that, but yeah.
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 Hi. And perhaps rightfully so. You see, Mary, that's the Great Muta. And he is getting, it looks like everybody's getting chopped to bits right now by Flair. Terry Funk is just so darn good at literally everything he does in there. His selling is outstanding. His offense is terrific. The way he just took that drop kick from Sting a couple of moments ago, like all the little things, the way that he plays to the crowd. I've always said that the wrestlers I liked watching the most were the ones who did all the little things right.
I'm sorry. I hope that fixed it.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay, so Mary's drinking chocolate milk. I know you're covered.
I've been yammering the entire time.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah, Mary, no, you can't climb. You can't climb on Daddy while he's doing this, honey.
Yeah.
You can't. No, it cords come popping out and stuff. All right, here we go. Well, Sting is
taking
over.
You see, folks, this is why I chose not to have children because I thought someday there'll be something called a podcast.
Yes, I know. That's the only reason, right, Kim?
That's the only reason. Yeah.
Only possible reason. Okay. Yeah. All right, there we go. Yay. No, they're trying to fight with each other. Yep. Okay. That's not nice. Never do that. Okay. They have their shirts off. Yes, Mary's all over this. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. I got to tell you, she should be your next guest host.
Well, you know, she's got to grow up a little bit first. Here we go. They got their shirts off.
I don't know. I think she's already a couple steps ahead of me.
Oh, come on. Don't sell yourself short, Ken. Here we go. Off the ropes.
Pretty decent commentary. I love that Flair knee drop.
That knee drop is great. All right, tag to Sting.
I love it.
Yeah. That's right, Mary. Okay. I'm going to have social services here any second. All right. Yeah. Outside the ring we go. All right. Oh, nope. Oh, through the cage.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a number I can call about this.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. All right. Oh,
and
my goodness.
It's not 1-900-909.
So he's trying to push Muta through the cage. Now, and Terry Funk's trying to save Muta, I think. We're not quite certain what Terry was trying to do there.
Oh, this makes absolutely no sense physics-wise.
Yes. Hi. What am I doing? I'm doing a podcast, Mary. Yes, we're doing a podcast. We're explaining this to people. Mary, can you go with Nana? I think Nana would like to. It's okay. Okay, there we go. There, Nana's got this. All right. Thank you, Nana. Okay. Look at this. Yeah, thanks, Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right.
Mary, I think on
power drive elbow, my Muta.
I think on Twitter you need to hold up a poll to determine who was the best fill-in for Jim Valley over the past several weeks. And I'm pretty sure Mary would get the number one vote.
You think so?
Yeah. I believe so.
I don't know. I think it'd be you, Ken. There we go. Here comes Flair. This is what the people have paid to see. I mean, there's no doubt.
That's right.
Everybody on their feet.
Of course not.
Right.
Back in a time when all the top stars did not wrestle one another seemingly every week.
Mm-hmm. On TV? Nope, they didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd see them probably, there'd be a lot of squash matches, and you'd all be almost certain that you'd see your favorites in a squash match somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you could see the big names go to town with one another on the house shows.
Yep, that's what the house shows were for.
Yep.
We might get house shows back one of these days. We'll see.
Maybe.
All right, in the corner we go. Okay. There we go. All right, Muta's taking over on Sting. This is a big rivalry in late 89.
Absolutely it was.
Oh. And there we go. You know, Terry Funk and Great Muta, they have Sting in trouble. Okay, so if there's no disqualification, what rules is Bruno? Which rules is Bruno there to enforce? The one where you throw in the towel, right? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, he's there to see whose towel lands first.
I mean, but couldn't he really do that from like outside or in the? He doesn't have to be in the ring for that, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, well,
He could be atop a perch somewhere.
Yeah, that's what this needs, a perch.
That's right.
That's what this
look
needs.
At. Muta is so good.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go.
Sting is a one-man wrecking machine.
Yep. I mean, this is him. Yeah, Sting is getting to look good here. Yep. Yeah, oh, look, the cord, it's unplugged. The electric cage is unplugged, folks. That's probably for the best because of the fire. Because of the fire earlier, I'm guessing. So,
yeah. At least there's not a dummy switch somewhere that's supposed to be thrown. Bad. Yeah, that would be bad.
Don't ever do that. No. At least they don't have an electric cage where once they electrify the cage, they put awful sound effects over the PA.
That's right.
Well, here we go. Scorpion Death. No.
Oh, it is not.
All right. Terry Funk with a save. As one does.
Terry Funk's left hands are absolutely extraordinary.
Yes. You've heard the story about his Terry Funk's left hand?
Yes. From Mick Foley? Mick Foley, yes.
Yes, the absolutely. Secret of how it looks so good, Terry rears back and hits you as hard as he can with it.
That's right. Yep. I wonder if Jerry Lawler had a similar approach, because he had great punches too.
Maybe, well, probably did when he wrestled Funk.
Yeah, well, yeah, likely so.
Yep. Okay, all right. Oh, Bruno's already got blood on his shirt, or face paint. I'm not sure which it is. It might be face paint.
Yeah, maybe face paint.
Who knows? Because I don't know who'd be busted open. Yep, here we go, and around we go, and they got Sting back in there. All right. Here we go. So yeah, they've got Sting pinned in their corner. Oh, here comes Ric Flair. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I like Terry Funk. Just headed right over to the cage.
Why wouldn't you be? He's middle-aged and crazy. Yep. Or something.
That explains everything.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, he's crazy.
He and I have that in common now, but middle-aged and literally crazy? Nothing else. Yeah.
Now, what's Muta up to? Muta's like, Muta's
about,
out of here.
About the seventh or eighth rung on the cage.
Well, I guess since the top of the cage is no longer electrified, yeah. Oh, Sting's going after him. Oh, no, he got shocked. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, well. Huh. I thought it was unplugged. I don't know. I missed it.
Oh, Terry Funk is terrific.
Yep. There we go.
I love Flair, and obviously Flair's offense is just terrific, but I was never crazy about those elbows that he would drop to the head.
Right.
It always looked like there was light showing.
There we go. Now he's going up again. All right.
He's not going to make it very far.
Yes. Nope. Let's drag him down.
That's right.
Come on, let's go. Okay, and are we going to get something? No. The problem, though, with having those bars instead of the mesh is, you know, you're in the middle of the cage match, you take your opponent, you put him in the mesh, you rub his face across the steel or the fencing, and he can blade. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen anybody blade.
Some terrific camera work here by WCW for what would otherwise be a terrific spot.
Let's go to the shot that's behind the dragon head there.
That's right.
Okay, there we go. Flair
is Tarzan, apparently.
Flair is Tarzan.
That's right.
Yes. All right. And he's got Flair in the cage. Yep, there's Sting.
Sting is very strong here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. Okay.
And it would be a shame if WCW missed the actual impact of the slam.
Like that?
Yeah, just like that.
Okay, well, yeah. Good thing that didn't happen.
God.
WCW, ladies and gentlemen.
How clueless was WCW on these little things?
Pretty clueless. Very, very clueless, in fact.
Although they didn't miss the giant snot hanging out of Terry Funk's nose.
Oh, you can't
nose.
Miss that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, viewers at home, you might think that was funny, but it's not.
Nah.
Oh, it's kind of it's going under the ring. Yes. Muda's gone under the ring. Where is he? Okay, so, yeah, they just left a Tarzan rope hanging from the top of the cage for no apparent reason.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they got everything else up there, so, you know.
That's right.
Okay, I see a can opener up here.
Oh, dear.
Maybe this is where TNA got the idea for having weapons on the roof of the cage.
Mm.
Oh, no. Oh, flares, yeah. Okay.
Maybe this is where TNA got the idea that they should put Sting in their main event.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Flair and Muta, they didn't square off much. Yeah. Yeah. But it's nice watching them interact.
Certainly is.
Anyway, okay, now Sting's got the Tarzan rope. Flair with the belly to back. All right. Okay. All right. Oh, Flair's going for the figure four.
Now we're going to school, baby.
Ooh. Now we go to school. Woo! Oh, hold on.
Finally, somebody used that Tarzan rope with a little bit of impact.
Hey, there we go. Good job, Sting. All right. Up. Up. Here we go. Is he up? No, he's not up.
You and I have had so many internet issues with this show. I just hope that one of us is like in line with what the viewers are currently watching.
We hope so. Let me see. Yeah. I apologize for that, folks. We're at I'm at 238.25 and counting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit ahead of
that's
you.
That's fine. Okay. Here we go. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sting is getting tied to the cage by Terry Funk. It's about time, folks.
Better be careful or he might have a knee injury.
Right. We don't want that. Yeah, you got to be careful with Sting
don't
on that cage.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Yeah, Ric Flair's in trouble. Just ask
tell you what. Why don't we get why doesn't somebody find Doug Dillinger and have him help Sting down?
Oh, well, Doug's on the wrong side of the cage for that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, here we go. The bridge back. Yes. Oh, Muda. The Muda lock.
I'm telling you, man, Muda was awesome.
Yep. Very much so. Here we go. Oh, Terry Funk has escaped. He's making his way in to help the great Muda. Here comes Ole. Ole's coming up to help Sting. And that's quite a sight watching Ole Anderson climb the cage.
Right?
Yep. Here we go. Nope. And yes, part of the plan here going forward is Ole Anderson's return as an active wrestler, which fortunately didn't last all that long.
Dear God, they were actually going to do
they
that?
They did it.
Ooh.
See WrestleWar 90 if you don't believe me.
Unfortunately, I believe you. Yep.
All right. In real trouble here. Meanwhile, that's Sting and of course I lost the signal. Why wouldn't I? Okay.
Of course you did. That's all right. Yep. They're going to town on Flair, something pretty fierce.
Ah, I'm sure. Yep.
And Sting is almost to the very top of the cage.
Almost.
And he's grabbing that Tarzan rope.
Yep. He is Guitar Man. Yep.
He decided to go with some kind of a crossbody block instead.
Okay. Come on, anytime. Okay, here we go. Nope.
All right, Sting shows great fire, man.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
he was a great baby face.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so It's not good. This is not what I wanted. Oh, yeah, come on, just hit play. Hit play, come on. Come on, anytime you want to put play. Okay.
And Great Muta will not be upstaged by Sting. He's going even further up the cage. And
oh, yeah.
He's very nearly upside down at this point.
Yeah, I hate to say it. All right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Come on. Anytime you want. All right. Yeah, I'm waiting for this to get going again.
I understand. That's all right.
That's not great.
Flair's working on Funk. They're doing a great job together. Their stuff is always fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Sting and Muta are just kind of like, hanging out on the cage.
Yep.
In no real hurry to
do much of anything.
This
is really not going to be their story at the end. So.
Nope. They're just kind of politely kicking one another.
Right. As one does.
As one does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if... you had a you were a manager on the indie scene, and I don't know if you were ever if you ever had to wrestle in a battle royal.
I was in one.
Okay.
Fortunately,
because
fortunately they had the top rope low enough that I could I could throw myself out over it because one of the one of the baby faces was chasing me.
I understand.
Yes.
I was just going to say, because battle royals are notorious for guys just politely kicking one another.
Right.
And politely choking one another.
Yeah, I thought it would be best if I, given my character, I thought it'd be best if I took the coward's way out.
That was likely for the best, yes. I'm glad that you understand that.
Yeah.
Don't know where you are, Pat, but
I'm
Ric Flair.
Right.
Is cinching Terry Funk in the figure four in the middle of the ring.
I am not able to play anything at the moment, but yeah.
I understand.
Okay.
Sting is ascending to the top rope while this
ascend,
is going on.
Sting, ascend.
And he has splashed Terry Funk.
Yep. Ah, yes. This is a pivotal part in the match here.
Yeah, and Terry Funk's selling is absolutely
top
outstanding.
Notch, yeah. As
and the fans are just going nuts.
Yes. So Funk's in real trouble.
He certainly is, and Sting is, of course, returning to the top rope.
Mm-hmm. Yep, makes perfect sense.
Yep, and oh my goodness, Bruno Sammartino just waylaid the Great Muta.
Oh, well. Outstanding.
Ole Anderson just waylaid Gary Hart, mm-hmm. and Gary Hart
dropped
the towel.
Oh,
more
okay.
convincingly than Dan Spivey threw the magic key earlier.
Well, that's good.
And Flair and Sting are your winners.
Yay! Oh, thank goodness.
Hey.
Okay, so
thank
yeah.
God for that.
All right, so I'm going to have to skip ahead just a bit here to the finish.
And Ole Anderson looks about as happy as Ole Anderson ever has.
Right. Not which is not very.
Wait, truly the Bill Belichick of WCW.
Okay, I've made it up to the where they're showing the replay of the towel getting thrown in.
Okay.
So I'm at like 245.53. I'm ahead of it, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm about a minute behind you, but whatever.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, here we go.
I feel we have handled technical difficulties.
Oh, Bruno, yeah. Okay, a Sting... Bruno ducks the chop, waylays the Great Muta, and there's Gary Hart on the apron. I don't know what he's doing there. Oh, and he's getting beaten up by Ole Anderson, and he throws a towel in.
Yep.
Okay. There you go.
Bruno didn't really duck that chop as much as
Muta
Great
high.
Muta. Yep. Yeah, yeah, completely airballed him.
Outstanding.
Yep.
All right. What a physical situation.
Uh-huh.
Sting and Ric Flair win. Terry Funk's manager threw in the towel.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
And Bruno Sammartino, the living legend, looks like an absolute idiot.
Well, yeah, you're being a special referee in a match. You're going to look like an idiot.
I guess so.
It's not like special referees ever get made to look good in these. Well, they rarely look good. All right. Okay, so we're getting a long shot of the arena for no apparent reason. At least that's where I'm at. All right. And look at all the, and there's, and we're going to get the show ending with Bob Caudle and Jim Ross in their tuxedos.
That's right.
As people file out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is
something
that's
how that, I want my funeral to end someday.
Yep.
Yeah. With
Jim Ross and
Caudle.
Bob Caudle.
Absolutely.
Calling a funeral?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
That'd
know.
Be tremendous. Yeah. I do, man.
Oh, Jim, this is a great funeral. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. That is a huge casket.
Now I'm being cremated, Pat.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh. And there go the ashes.
Good God Almighty.
All right. Phone number is no longer active for the wrestling hotline. Just so you know.
I don't know. Let's try it and see what happens.
You go ahead. Yeah. Bob Caudle's happy. Oh, and then the next paper is Starrcade. Starrcade 89.
Oof. The granddaddy of them all.
Yep. Yes. On a Wednesday night, because that's when you want your Starrcades.
Yep.
Right. It's the most unique Starrcade of them all.
Bob Caudle has no idea how to properly hold a microphone to his face, does he?
What did you say that? Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Dynamic Dudes came. Yep. Okay, so yeah, no title changes.
I loved the old recaps that they used to do at the end of a show. It made it seem like you had actually watched a sporting event.
That was the goal, I think.
Not a sketch comedy show.
All right, we're about to get the credits here because I'm ahead of it. Jim Hurd's your executive producer.
Yep.
Jim Ross,
and
your
everybody
producer.
Was
Keith
very
Mitchell
happy
is your producer and director. Well, there you go. That explains a lot. Okay, Craig Leathers, Dan Bynum, Rick Fancher, Marty and Pat and Bruce are the audio people.
Yep.
And special electronic graphics. Okay, there's videotape people. There's camera people.
Yeah.
Where's Trish Regan's working camera? Wow, she's come a long way. Let's see. Where's Jackie? I guess Jackie Crockett's gone.
Who spells Marty with a D?
I don't know. Marty. Walt is the crane driver.
That's right. Dan Stiles, the cameraman.
The phenomenal
the,
Dan Stiles.
Father.
Yep, I know.
He was a father of AJ.
Right. Or Joey. Lighting design and production from Paragon Productions.
Right.
Moving lights from.
The guy
moving
from...
lights came all the way from Dallas for this one. Okay. And the uplink is provided by Boston. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Oh, special effects. Yeah, there were a lot of special effects in this one. Okay, there we go. That is 1989. Halloween Havoc. I don't know how close you are to being done, but let's.
It's
the first Halloween Havoc, and you watched
that's
it
right
here on Way Back Playback.
It's the most successful independent wrestling promotion of this generation. It's the place where the stars of today made their name. Now get the inside story of Ring of Honor from those that lived it with an honorable mention. Join Ring of Honor alumni Shane Hagedorn and his co-host Jeff Schwartz as they break down a classic Ring of Honor event every Tuesday and get the behind-the-scenes scoop and inside stories that you won't hear anywhere else. An honorable mention, available every Tuesday on your favorite podcast platform. For exclusive bonus content, plus early ad-free access to every show, check out patreon.com/anhonorablepod.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com.
Did.
Okay, so what happened
Welcome.
Next? Oh, that's right. Oh, hold on. I was going to check on a couple things here. I was going to check and see if we had a review of this show from Pro Wrestling Torch. I was waiting for the PDF to finish downloading, so let's go ahead and get that out of the way. Maybe. Mm. Possibly. No? Answer. You know, one page. Okay. Yeah, no. What was I thinking?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure we had a great... Okay, so here's what happened next. Now let's go ahead and do the follow-up stuff. The next day, of course, was Sunday the 29th. WWF had three shows on Sunday. The A show was back. It was in Toronto. 9,000 people turned out to watch The Ultimate Warrior beat Andre the Giant by disqualification and Randy Savage beating Jim Duggan in the main event. The B show hit Scranton, Pennsylvania. Where Mr. Perfect beat Jimmy Snuka and Roddy Piper and Rick Rude went to a double countout. The C show hit Colorado Springs, Colorado. Rick Martel pinned Brutus Beefcake and Jake Roberts beat Ted DiBiase by disqualification. And you thought WCW got the day off after Halloween Havoc? Of course not. They had Sunday show in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Sting beat the Great Muta by disqualification. Ric Flair beat Terry Funk. Also the next day, the AWA. Who doesn't love the AWA? They had a special show in Wayne, New Jersey. I don't know where Wayne, New Jersey is, but I'm told it exists, where 350 people turned out to watch Ken Patera beat Nikolai Volkoff. And in the main event, your AWA world champion, Larry Zbyszko, defeated David Sammartino. So, yep, they went all out. Yeah, that's right, David Sammartino.
Apparently the fans didn't know where Wayne, Indiana, or whatever you said was. Yeah.
Or they knew the AWA was coming, and they didn't care. That's also a possibility.
Yeah, sure is.
Okay. All right, so that leaves us to where we are right now, here on November the 1st, and it's time. It is time, Ken, to go ahead and tell the people, or at least let the people vote, as to what they're going to see next time we get together.
That's right.
Yep. And it's November. Let's see, where to begin here? Let's see, should I do the listener's choice?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do all the, We have, we'll give you four choices. You'll vote on them on Twitter at RealPatMcNeil, MCNEILL, and there'll be links. I'll put up links and other people will link to them and you'll figure it out.
Okay.
So given that it's November, of all the fan choices I see in here, the one that looks probably the most appropriate, I'm going to say, is WWF Survivor Series 1992, which had a big double main event. Bret Hart defending the WWF title against Shawn Michaels in the first pay-per-view meeting between those two gentlemen.
Ah.
And of course, the big tag team match, grudge match, as Randy Savage and Mr. Perfect joined forces to face Ric Flair and Razor Ramon.
Ooh,
that's quite a show.
That is quite a show. That was one of my favorite shows from that era, actually, when I was a fan.
That's a choice. So you're up, Ken. Anything you feel like, except for Survivor Series 92 and the other, all the other shows we've done.
Sure. Why don't we stick with that November theme, appropriately enough? Why don't we stick with the Survivor Series even?
Ooh, and I like it.
Heck, let's stick with Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart, and let's do the notorious Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, my.
Possibly the most famous match in wrestling history? Is that, am I out of line?
I think that's fair. I think you can call it the most famous match in wrestling history, yes.
It might be.
Well, one of them, anyway. Yeah. It's very well known, yes.
Yep.
Okay, we can do that. All right. Let's see. So that match, and let me think of another match that was on that show that we can. There was a big. There had to be a big Survivor Series type match on there, right? 1997.
Probably.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. Yeah. Okay. No. Here it is. Okay. There it is. Michaels. Oh yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Owen Hart. That was the main event. Yeah. Austin came back from injury to go after the Intercontinental title being held by Owen Hart.
Okay.
So those are two god awfully big shows right there. They're two big matches right there.
Certainly are.
All right. Well, I'm going to resist the temptation to throw another Survivor Series in there.
Ha.
because that was, I got to admit I was tempted. Let me see if I have something here that would work. It's around the same period of time, but not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
Maybe. All right. Okay. Let's do something that maybe the people haven't seen.
Okay.
Again, maybe. Let me just check here. Yeah, okay. Here we go. It's November. November 3rd, 2001. The WWE hits the United Kingdom for the UK pay-per-view Rebellion. Yes, that's it. It's right before the 1991 Survivor Series. And you've got a double main event of Steve Austin defending the WWF title against The Rock. And Kurt Angle, I believe. No, it's a Jericho. Okay. Yeah, Chris Jericho versus Kurt Angle for the WCW title, which I believe I want to say that Jericho's holding it and Angle's chasing it.
Huh.
Plus
that might be
plus Edge and Christian in a cage match.
That might be pretty good.
Yep, just a lot of
yeah.
Yep, so that is UK Rebellion 2001, November 3rd, 2001. Let's see. Yep. Okay. Edge defending the Intercontinental title against Christian in the steel cage. There we go. That's Rebellion 2001. I reviewed that show for the Torch, and I think I remember liking it. So now we got to get the tough part out of the way, which is, and it's one that I'm, of course, not prepared for. It's time for the randomizer. And I know you love the randomizer as much as we do. Kim?
Yep.
Okay, so.
Yeah, we love the randomizer.
Literally thousands of choices up here. So I gotta get, load up the wheel here. I mean, pretty much anything, the idea is anything that we've done, anything that's 15 years old or older is eligible, and, just limit it to stuff that we haven't done before. Let me see if is this the one I'm looking for? I think it is here. Okay. So let me get the, I need the volume up and we're going to, okay, actually, no, stop. I'm going to go back and do it from scratch. Okay. Ready? All right, I'm going to give the big wheel a big spin, and here we go. All right, there it is. Okay, so Raw, going past the categories, Raw, WWF Primetime, Tuesday Night Titans, Saturday Night's Main Event, Impact, and we stop at YouTube. All right, what selection from our great, bountiful YouTube vault are we going for?
Dear.
How about WWF SummerSlam Fever 1990, the go-home show for that SummerSlam that year on the USA Network from Utica, New York. It's not Raw. It's SummerSlam Fever. It's the two-hour special, and that hypes the big 1990 SummerSlam. And on that two-hour special, it is your Intercontinental Champion, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, taking on Rugged Ronnie Garvin. And the main event of the show, the mighty Canadian Earthquake against Hacksaw Jim Duggan. WWF at its I won't say its finest, but it's one that's not on the network. So there we go. This is a lot of four WWF choices: SummerSlam Fever 1990, Survivor Series 92, Survivor Series 97, and Rebellion 2001. Wow, I think that's something for everybody here, and a lot of good choices. Okay, so you visit us on Twitter. I'm at RealPatMcNeil. That's where you cast the vote. Ken is there, but not really. Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. Yeah. And, of course, you can leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And, of course, if you'd like to know more about Bruno Sammartino, Ric Flair, Terry Funk, The Great Muta, or Sting, you can visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, The Wrestling Observer, or you can head down to your local library where it's all in books, or you can go down to your local library app online. Ken?
Sure. Definitely. You're going to want to join us next week because I have a really good feeling we're going to travel back in time to the infamous Montreal Screwjob, or at least the beginning of the show that featured the infamous Montreal Screwjob. No matter what we watch, though, same way back time, same playback channel.
Four choices, which I think I don't think you can go wrong, really. I mean, you can go less right, but you can't really go wrong. And can't wait to get Jim Valley back. Can't wait to have another guest host next week. And Ken can join us, too. And you can join us, patreon.com/waybackplayback. Or actually, facebook.com/waybackplaybackpodcast. I need to put stuff up on there, too. But it doesn't matter. Until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.